Bonjour, Mizzy.
Hello, welcome to the Long Haul Podcast.
This is a podcast where you can feel like you're not crazy. Right?
Yeah, sure.
That's the whole purpose of this podcast.
I don't think that's the whole purpose of this podcast.
No, it's not. It's for couples who want to be couples forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
So welcome. It is today, whatever day you're listening this to. We hope you're doing well and that you are enjoying summer and that you're staying away from COVID and that you're finding reasons to be happy because they're all over the place.
Yes.
Are they, babe?
Licking our notebooks.
Hutch is on a whole nother level.
Lately. I think he knows I'm pregnant. It's sinking in.
I sure hope he's a good boy when the baby comes because I don't want to get rid of him.
We that would won't kinda suck. Have to get rid of him, but we may have to.
Have you ever seen the movie Marley and Me?
Yeah, I don't remember it though.
So basically, they get a dog, and he's a pain in the ass dog, and then they have kids and kids and kids, and the dog continues to be a pain in the ass for the duration of its lifetime, and then it dies.
And they're all so sad
at the end. It's super sad, but it's also like, man, I feel like I would have gotten rid of the dog. It's such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Some dogs hang out. Some dogs just create havoc. Hutch. He's such a pain. What about that movie, Beethoven?
Yeah.
Just another example.
Of a dog wreaking havoc.
Yeah. But this is an example of compromise in a relationship. You are going to adopt a stray, like, 12-year-old dog that poops everywhere. And I was like, let's just get a dog that doesn't shed and we'll compromise. I feel like I went way more to your end on the compromise.
Well, because you didn't even want a dog.
Right. And here we are.
What I'm thinking, though, I think if we'd never got the dog, I wouldn't be doing my walks like I am.
Oh, we walk way more with a dog. Yeah, for sure.
Like every morning, I wake up, brush my teeth, get dressed, come out here. Have some coffee, chill out, take him for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be going on morning walks every day. I'd be like, oh, I just have so much to do. I don't have time to walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's great. The walking portion's great. And everything else is just a struggle right now. He's still a puppy.
He loves you so much, though.
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
He does.
Does he tell you at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I love Dad more. And I get so pissed.
I'll tell you.
So we had some people write in.
Nice. Let's get to it.
And
guys, continue to write in. Reach out to us on Instagram at esandos and give us advice. Ask for advice. And just share with us. And we love to share stories and share with the community. And we're all in this together, and we're in it for the long haul, hence the Long Haul Podcast.
Mm-hmm. So the first one is, how do you guys hold each other accountable for, like, goals, healthy eating, working out, etc.?
So with you, it's a little bit of a battle. So with you, I try to just follow up with you every day. Like, hey, how's your day going today? Or what are your goals for today? And ask questions. And then you usually just give me sort of a blanket answer. And then I let you have your space because you need your space. You don't do well if I'm like pressuring you or constantly nagging, which most people don't. Nagging doesn't work in my personal experience. And then I'd say like once every 3 months or something, I'll blow up on you and I'll be like, you say you want to do all these things. You tell me you want this and that. And then every time I ask you about your day or what your goals are, you get mad at me. And then, you know,
and
we
kind of like, I know I get mad because I'm not doing it.
Right. And then we have like, you know, a big discussion and then you refocus and you reorganize and get back to it. And that's how I'd say it's like gentle love, tough love. With you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you need someone to push you, but also you need space. So it's a little tug of war.
I need someone to push me in the right way.
Yet you won't tell me what way that is.
No, I think that you do. I think I just need a lot of words of affirmation. Like, you're doing awesome. You're killing it, basically, even if I'm not.
Yeah. And I won't lie. I'll let you know when you are killing it.
Right. And then I'm going to let you know.
Right. So the more you do, the more words of affirmation I'll give you.
But lately, babe, my list has been endless. And I feel like from the time I get up till the time I go to bed, it's nonstop.
Yeah.
Just because we just have so much shit to even just do at the house.
Yeah. It's crunch time.
So,
it is crunch time, but
I feel like I'm not good at holding you accountable either, because I feel like I'm more of a ball buster.
Well, you're mainly speaking about food.
Yeah.
Because you don't really ask me how my goals are going. But when I say, hey, babe, because you control the food in the house, so you bust my chops on that. So I'll be like,
you'll be like, oh, I'm doing keto.
Which when you were cooking keto, I ate it.
Which, when you said you were doing keto, all I did was cook keto.
Right, and I ate it.
Right, and last time you did pretty good, but before you'd be like, oh, and you'd like have something.
No.
And I'd be like, why am I busting my butt cooking all this keto stuff?
Yeah, so for you, you kind of just like nag me in like a playful way. You'll give me looks when I eat like M&M's or something.
Your third handful of peanut M&M's.
Right, yeah. You'll give me looks. I'm like, don't look at me, you know?
No, like the other day, I was like, how many handfuls is that? And you're like, one. I was like, all right.
My hand doesn't even fit in the container. So I don't know how handfuls would happen. Yeah, so how else do you support me?
I guess I don't.
Don't.
My crappy wife, babe?
I don't know. You
How
tell
can
me.
I support you?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I try to, like, you're working on this blog stuff. So mm-hmm. if like I think of an idea, I'm like, oh, you can write about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you have your calls with Buddy, I like ask how it went, and I don't know.
Yeah.
The other day, you were feeling overwhelmed, so I talked to you about just you need to write things down and cross things off, and then you'll feel more accomplished. But I don't know, babe. You tell me.
Which I did. No, I did. You usually come into play when I'm getting overwhelmed. But the day-to-day stuff, you don't really ask about.
Does that bother you?
No. 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 It would be maybe nice every once in a while to be like, hey, how's your blog going? You know, like, what can you be doing or whatever? And I kind of, because that's something I'm slacking on, but I'm pretty motivated, so I don't need like day in and day out, you know, checking in.
Mm-hmm. I feel like where I come into play, I feel like you're the motivated one. So you help, like you said, you're pretty motivated. Like, you're hardworking, you're always doing stuff. Like, you don't have a lazy day type thing. For me, it's important to like fuel you.
Mm-hmm.
So where I feel like I want to make sure for me, like nutrition and health and things like that are important. So cooking and not just like, oh, we're ordering pizza tonight. Like I've never once since we've been married said, let's order pizza tonight.
I don't think we ever have.
We did once when Brooke lived with us.
We ordered pizza?
Once.
She ordered pizza.
Right.
Right.
But
yeah,
like for me, it's important to like make nutritious food for you to eat to hopefully have you feel well and healthy and energized and fueled and
right.
things like that.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, and I'm like feeding you vitamins and supplements every day. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you do a very good job at that. What's the next question?
I feel like lately I haven't felt like cooking, but I have.
Well, lately I've been very, which I wanted to talk to you about tonight, but lately I've been feeling like super in my head because I'm working more sales and it's a totally different ball game as far as like results, where in concrete, like you dig a hole, you fill it, you see what you've done for the day. where sales is not like that. So when I'm used to like physically seeing results all day long and feeling like I'm working hard because I am, at going to not physically straining myself and not really seeing results, I'm like super in my head and it's messing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not been good.
What's it messing with you?
Like I'm in just a lot of self-degrading stuff. Like I've been active since I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did 3 sports my whole life. I was a 3-sport athlete my whole life. And then in college, freshman and sophomore year, I was at a junior college, but I worked. So I worked during college. And then junior and senior, I did baseball and rowing at DePaul. And so I was like waking up at 4 a.m. and, you know, I've been nonstop moving. And then been doing concrete ever since. So like now that I'm not moving, I think it's really messing with me.
Yeah.
Like I could wake up at 5 o'clock, no problem. And now I'm like struggling to. And it's all like a mental, emotional thing. I think I need to get moving again, but I can't strain myself.
Right.
So it's like, it's just like, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's messing with me.
Well, how can I support you in that?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to talk about tonight, but
I need to know.
We can leave it for a different conversation.
Okay. Well, I feel like that's important to talk about.
It is.
And I want to talk about it tonight.
We will.
Well, do you want to finish some of these questions then, or?
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about it on the podcast?
Oh, no, we can just talk about it later.
No, we'll talk about it later. It's too boring.
So what do you guys do together in your downtime?
Make sweet, sweet waffles.
Mm-hmm.
With strawberries and banana. And you get that natural syrup, which I do not like. I'm more of an Aunt Jemima or Log Cabin syrup person.
It's not natural. It's organic syrup. Maple syrup.
Right, but it's not. It doesn't have the viscosity. It's just...
It's actual syrup.
Right. And it's too much and it's too wet. I like
sugar flavored corn syrup.
I like it when it comes out like goo and not like water.
It doesn't come out like water. No. I mean, in our downtime, we're not.
There is no
downtime.
We
just hang out. But, right.
We'll play cards. We'll play like Rummy 500.
Sometimes.
Which we're pretty even at. We've played probably 500 games.
No.
Yeah. And we're at 50-50.
I would say 20.
20 games?
Yeah.
No, babe. We played 8 in a night before. How are we? No. Yes, we did.
No. The most we ever played in a night was maybe 5.
Dude, check your scorebook.
I would. I can't find it.
It's way more than 20. You are
keep score, guys.
Out of your mind.
You
had like a 20 win streak.
You were so dramatic. You had like a 3 or 4 win streak and then you came back.
Okay. You need to get an MRI on your brain because okay. You are losing it. I'm not even exaggerating. You had a 20 game win streak.
Okay.
To the point where I was like, I am not playing against you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won like 3 in a row and you're like, see, you're good. And then you started winning again and then I went on like a 20 game win streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been kicking my butt lately.
Yeah.
I do really feel like we don't really have any downtime. So it's like our downtime is sitting on the couch folding laundry mm-hmm. while watching a birthing video.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's go, go, go.
Yeah. Well, so this lately. Next weekend, we're going to go to Galena and we're just going to hang out and
have a little baby moon.
Yeah. We won't do anything. We'll be away from the house.
Because when we're in the house right now, just with baby coming and everything, there's always stuff to do. So there's just hardly ever nothing. But what we enjoy doing is basically just hanging out. Like
yeah,
sometimes we'll watch a movie.
Laugh.
Sometimes we'll
act like silly gooses.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say we're pretty boring.
Yeah.
But we have a fun time.
Yeah.
Like, where were we driving the other day where we were just laughing?
I don't know.
Where was it?
I don't know.
And I forgot what we were even talking about. But we were laughing like a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we do.
Yep.
We're just here for the silly goose time.
And we're neither of us are big going out people. We would both rather like go to a friend's for a barbecue than like go out to eat.
Right.
Type thing. So it's like, we're not big. If people are like, oh, we're going to go to this bar tonight. We're both like, eh.
And things are different now too with the COVID and stuff.
Well, right.
Like
even before.
Right. But we would go, we haven't since last year, but like even there's a golf, driving range by our house that mm-hmm. has really good soft serve ice cream. Mm-hmm. We went a couple times last summer and I brought you there.
We went, yeah.
We didn't golf. We mm-hmm. just went there for the ice cream.
Right.
But it's really good.
And then like every once in a while we'll try
and
to
it's like a dollar.
Like,
it's a dollar, yeah. Huge soft serve. It's the place to be.
Every once in a while we'll think of like a fun date. So like the one time we went to, what's the golfing place? The driving range.
Top Golf.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
Or we'll try to, you know, or just have like whenever we go out to dinner with each other, which is not often.
Rare.
We keep our phones away and we just laugh.
Yeah.
I feel like we laugh a lot and just have a really good time. So.
Yep.
Sorry,
we're not like skydiving or whitewater rafting or anything like that. No. Maybe when we move to somewhere like that, we can have more fun.
Yeah. Who do you turn to for marriage advice on serious issues? Family, friends, pastor?
Who do you turn to?
I feel like we mostly turn to each other. But I've talked to my sisters and my mom before.
Yeah.
And been like, I'm not sure. Like on our one thing that we had a lot of fights about.
Mm-hmm.
Having conversations with them, and my mom, I feel like usually takes your side with things. So she's like a good sounding board. Cause she'll just be like, well, maybe you just need to like, let this breathe or, you know, like this is something you guys have to work out together. And nobody's ever like, I mean, there's only been like a couple times where I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, what should I do? And every single time, it's like, you guys need to figure this out. You need to reach a compromise. You both need to read and research. You guys both, like, you have to do what you guys feels right for you. It's never like, oh, he's wrong or, oh, you're, you know.
And that's a good person to reach out to.
Yeah.
Like, your mom is a great resource, especially if that's the advice she's giving. Like, she's not taking my side. She's just letting you see different points of view, which is not coming from my mouth.
Well, right. And she even said, like, her and my dad don't agree on that topic.
Right.
You know, they have really different views on that topic. And
right. And it's smart because, so I really don't go to anybody. My dad and I don't talk about that stuff. Bruno and I kind of, like, I'll be like, does Carrie ever do this? You know?
Yeah.
Because Liz doesn't, it pisses me off. And he'll be like, oh, dude, Carrie. That's kind of like the way we talk is we just kind of vent to each other.
Just talk trash about
us. And then there's no,
yeah.
And then there's no like advice. Sometimes for, maybe it's different for guys, but sometimes we just need to vent.
Right.
Or just to hear like, hey, you're not crazy.
I thought I didn't drive you crazy, babe.
There are some things you do that drive me crazy.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I'm saying though? So like if I'll be like, hey, does Carrie do this? And he'll be like, dude, all the time. And I'll be like, oh, okay, then we're good. And then we'll talk shit for a little bit and then we'll just, it'll be done. Yeah. It's over with. But I don't feel like anything serious. I haven't been like, hey, Liz is kind of disconnected. Like, how do you get mom to feel more like, no, that's just not
right. Right.
I don't have anybody for that.
Yeah. I feel like honestly, that one topic's the only thing I ever was like mostly needed to vent. Cause I knew I was emotional and then trying to get just like, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel like we have such good communication that if there's a big issue, I mean, we first of all go to each other first before we go to somebody else.
Right.
And talk about it.
We usually
have resolution pretty quickly.
Yeah, you have to go to each other because as much as you can get advice from family members or pastors or whatever, your relationship is it's individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, if, let's say I went to my dad and was like, hey, how did you handle this with mom? Well, maybe that worked for my mom. Maybe it's not going to work for you.
Right.
It's something
or maybe
I could try out.
Also but, was like your dad's personality, not yours.
Right.
And so it's very much, I mean, each relationship's very individualized. Right. So.
But if you do go to somebody like Liz's mom where she's giving you the advice of you need to work
right.
It
she's
out.
Not just there to be like, oh my
right.
gosh,
oh
Vito,
my, yeah, you're
I can't
so
believe
right.
Vito said that.
Right, right, right.
Like she's never said that.
If you go to somebody who's just confirming what you're saying, it's
not
helping you grow. Right.
Right.
Unless you're in an abusive relationship and the person's like, you need to leave. And right. you're like, I know. And she's like, you need to leave. But if it's, you know, day in, day out stuff where you're just going to people to be reconfirmed that you're right, well then you went from a team to rivals. Mm-hmm. You and your spouse. You went from, no, I'm right, you're wrong, which is in my experience so far, and again we're new at this, but my experience and from what my elders and my family tell me is not a good approach. It's always right. you're on the same team. You want what's best for each other. So the I'm right, you're wrong just never.
Yeah. Well, and I feel helps. Like we've talked about, we just don't want to be that couple that goes out with our friends and then just bitches about each other. And
yeah,
I feel like, yeah, there's definitely times where, you know, I mean, Carrie and I do the same thing, like you're saying with Bruno or whatever, you know, I don't remember what we were talking about. It was Rosa, Carrie and I the other day talking about something. But it was just like, oh my gosh, yeah, those guys, you know, but it wasn't like I've had friends before say things about their husbands where I'm like, wow, your marriage sounds miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And we never want to be those people.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I can be like, yeah, Vito still doesn't put his dirty dishes in the dishwasher, even after I put the sign up and I've cleaned the kitchen. And then there's still stuff there.
But I do.
And no. And it drives me crazy. Like, there's just days where I'm like, just put it in there, like, you know. And so it's more like stuff like that. It's like, oh yeah, living with somebody's hard. It can be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, if it's anything like bigger or deeper, I feel like that's always a conversation with us first and foremost.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I don't know if we want to get into some of these.
Let's hear it.
Let's see. Natural family planning, work-life balance. So our method of natural family planning before we got pregnant was using condoms.
Didn't we already talk about this?
I think so. And then, excuse me, when we stopped, I was wearing my like Ava bracelet, but we were never like, oh, I'm ovulating, we're going to do it right now type thing.
If you do it every day, you don't have to track.
Right.
That's our philosophy.
Basically. I mean, or even if you're doing it 3 times a week.
Oh, I thought like, you were going to say 3 times a day.
No, like.
I'd be like, take it easy. Well, maybe in this quarantine.
Us normally, like. Our regular sex life, it's, you know.
Right. You're pretty safe with 3 times a week. But if you're family planning on trying not to get pregnant, well, I don't know.
Right, then you have to track your ovulation.
We're not in that phase of life right now. So we're the wrong people to ask for that.
Right.
But if you're trying to get pregnant, eat good and do it often.
With natural family planning, listen to my podcast with Chelsea Axe. She talks about it on there. And then work-life balance. My work-life balance is hard because I do a lot of work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like distraction. It's like, oh, I'm going to sit down and work on this. Oh my gosh, I need to go organize the office. You know, or... Yeah.
Which we're building an office for you.
So for me, it's trying
which
to set
hopefully
up...
hopefully be good.
Boundaries. And yeah, I feel like that's just something that... You always have to work on because, I mean, Vito's work-life balance changes in the winter, in the summer, depending on things
there,
like that.
There is no work-life balance. I don't think there's such thing as balance. I think there's the a pursuit of balance.
Yeah.
But I don't think you ever achieve balance. And I think work needs to be something that your work is a part of your life. So it's like life balance, you know? Work is a part of life. So just making your partner a priority, making your family a priority, making your time at home a priority, that's where, you know, the balancing act is, or the pursuit of balance comes. But work is a part of life, so still be yourself and still be passionate and, you know, have energy when you're at work. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So with us, yeah, I mean, when I'm laboring, it's I'm going hard all day. And then when I come home, though, I'm home and I'm yours. And mm-hmm. I try to stay awake, you know, obviously. But I'll have a beer and get white girl wasted. And then we'll do the no pants dance and it'll be good.
You don't ever bring work home, though, when you labor.
Yeah. Well, I don't like...
Because I'd always ask you, stressful. How was your day? Yeah. And you're like, good. And then
I'll just tell you, don't ask me about work. Ask me how my day was. Don't ask me about work. And then we can move on with the night.
Yeah.
So that's our pursuit of balance.
So this one, let's see. They asked about family budget and tracking spending. So,
ooh, you just had a good episode.
Yeah.
And
I wrote her and I said that. She said she listened to it. But for us, I mean, it's always a constant adjustment. I've been tracking my grocery spending a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still doing stuff to our house, so it just feels like there's so many random expenses.
I think in a general rule, or like a general way to go about it, is the way I like to do it, at least, is let's say you're living, right, and you're comfortable, then put $100 a month away in a savings account where you can't see it. And then if you're still able to live, then put another $100 a month away in a savings account. And then mm-hmm. if you're still, like, push yourself. So if the money's in your account, you're going to spend it. That's what I was always taught. If you got the money, you're going to spend it. So either invest it or invest it, basically, or you're going to spend it. So like us, when I started making more, I didn't want to live off more. So we put more money into investments. And then that's just kind of the way I've done it since college, is like, if I can live off of X amount a month, then everything extra gets saved. And the only way you could know, so like there's this book, it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's a small book. It's a money book. It's a short book. And basically you're supposed to save 10% of whatever you make. And if you could live off of a dollar, then you can live off of 90 cents. You won't even see it. You won't even see mm-hmm. the difference. And if you're making $100,000, that's $10,000, right? Yeah, it's $10,000. Is it $10,000? It's $1,000. No, that's 1%. It's $10,000. It's 10%. You won't see it. You went from $100,000 to $90,000. You're not going to see a difference. So if you can take 10% away and save it, and then you can still live fine, then take another 10% and put away and save it. And then once you get to a point where you're like, ooh, it's getting kind of strapped, then, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't go as heavy on the savings. But I feel like that's a good way to budget,
right?
Because then you're forcing your savings and then living on the rest.
Well, and one thing is, like, we have our set expenses, but then everything else that we put on our credit cards, like, we pay off right away. We never
have a balance.
Never have to, like, pay interest on our credit cards. And that's like a big thing for us.
Yeah. Never. So it's, and every family's different, obviously, but just look into trying to push yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, can we live on $100 less a month? And then just put that $100 away and save it. It's not like you're throwing it away. It's right. Yours.
Tips for trying to conceive. We believe in joining our 30-day sex challenge.
Yeah. I strongly suggest that. Yeah.
I think tips for trying to conceive is really hard. I think that it's really important to plan and prepare your body. We plan for all these big events in our life, but when it comes to having a baby, we're like, oh, let's just start trying. And there is a huge health factor to it. I think it's like 1 in 9 women suffers from infertility now or something like that. 1 in 7 or 1 in 9. I don't remember. And has trouble. So I feel like, and some of that goes back generationally, which is crazy because they're saying some of like the pollutants and the chemicals in our foods and in our soils and everything is now affecting our generation's fertility mm-hmm. that's been here for 3 generations. And it's not something that's going to show up on a test or yeah. on, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, you have whatever. Yeah. So really seeing what toxins you have in your home, in your life, in your foods.
Taking health seriously. And then second, taking mental health seriously. Like right. you always hear, oh, we stopped trying. It was getting too stressful. And then boom, got pregnant. Because stress is for real.
But I also feel like that's why you focus on your relationship. Like we really...
Our goal was to bond. It wasn't to have a baby.
To focus on us. It was like, okay, we're going to focus on deepening our marriage and our relationship and intentionally spending time with each other every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, happens, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. So I think it's, I recommend reading The Fifth Vital Sign. It's a really great book.
That book sits on the back of our toilet, by the way.
Yes, it does. It's my one. Every day to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom. There's a beautiful pink flower on my toilet.
Yes. Also, if you are having trouble, I'd recommend seeing a
hormone specialist.
I can't think of the name. A functional medicine doctor. A functional medicine doctor. Somebody asked, I don't know if you want to answer this question or not, Ooh. Though. Will you circumcise if you have a boy? And general thoughts on circumcision.
Yeah, I mean, probably not.
We're not planning on it.
We're not planning on it unless, like, something needs to happen.
I don't think that we really have thoughts on it either. We're not like,
no judgment.
Circumcision's bad, circumcision's good. We did some research. I mean, 90% of the world is not. And for me, it's no different. Like, obviously, you have to teach proper hygiene for your son. But if we had a daughter, you have to teach the same thing.
Yeah.
You have to teach them how to properly wipe, how to take care of themselves.
I'm not too worried. I know. Probably not. And no thoughts. Really? I could.
I don't really have thoughts on circumcision.
If you're like, hey, we circumcised our son, I'd be like, oh, cool. If you're like, hey, we didn't circumcise our son, I'd be like, oh, cool. And then that would be the extent of the conversation. And
basically, when it comes down to health, there's really no reason to. And what America says about it is different than basically every other country out there. And I don't think that we are right in that. But I do think it's a personal thing. So the biggest reasons...
Yeah, I mean, for some people, it's religious too.
That's what I was going to say. I think the biggest reason... So, I mean, it's huge in the Jewish community and in the Islam community.
Yeah.
And then Christian community.
So go for it. Or don't.
Or don't. But we're not planning on it. Let's see what you put on your baby registry. Oh, geez. Basically everything that Natural Mama recommended. And I got some advice from some other people. I don't know. I tried to just put basic needs.
We got our strollers. We got our sleeper thing. We got
like crib.
You got diapers from a company, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cloth diapers.
We got, you know, the normal everyday. Guys, we're not special. We're just like you guys. So we didn't get like anything crazy. Just whatever normal people get for babies. That's what we got.
Mm-hmm. A bassinet. I registered for the Halo one. I heard that this other one's amazing, but it's $1,200 or $1,300. Mm-hmm. The one we got's like $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah. Okay. Good choice.
Like, holy crap. High chair.
Nothing crazy. Yeah.
Some clothes.
Onesies or whatever.
Yeah.
Got some swaddles.
Some swaddles, some books. I mean, we were questioning, we're like, can we put a king-size bed set on?
Can't, oh, babe.
Your mom trying to FaceTime.
Oh, my dad texted me. I wonder if everything's okay. And my mom. I think we're all right.
Okay.
Should I
answer? Been like, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello. You should. You should call her back. Yeah. So just normal stuff.
Bottles. I got my pump from insurance.
Is there one thing on there that you're super excited about? I'm excited for like the swaddles. I want to swaddle. I want to carry our baby on my chest when we go for walks and stuff.
Yeah. So it's called baby wearing.
That just sounds wrong.
I know. Baby wearing. You don't do that with a swaddle, though. You do it with
I don't want the front wrap. Backpack, though. I want a wrap.
Yeah.
I want, like, African
I already
style.
Have a wrap. And my sister's bringing me another one.
Nice.
And then this Ring Sling company is sending us one. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. For me, I try to register for as much non-toxic things as possible. So how you're handling pregnancy in a newborn through a pandemic. Well, we haven't had to handle the newborn yet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm doing pretty well with the pandemic stuff. I don't miss going out. Like, I went out to eat with friends the other night, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. But even before then, I don't love going out to eat.
Yeah, I think for me, it's it's affected me in the sense of just there's an overlying cloud of stress that's added to just everyday life now. So even when I go do estimates, like just having to, like normally you get out of the car, you shake the person's hand, you walk through the job, whatever. But now it's like, you don't know if you can't shake hands and you got to wear your mask and then you got to stay apart. And then there's like this stress. There's like this feeling of it's thick. The air is thick. You know, do you feel it or no?
Like
it's not normal.
Right.
And it's like that weighs on me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be even worse if we did have kids.
Or like even, so I'm going to Wisconsin this weekend and like you have to make an appointment to go to the pool for the hotel that I'm staying in.
Right.
So it's just like, it's just not easy. Nothing's easy right now. And it's very privileged. I get it. But you know what I'm saying? Like it's just trying to, is this place open? Can I go inside? You can't, like I have an MRI tomorrow that you can't come to. And it's like,
I know, I'm so sad.
That sucks, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just stuff like that that's like...
Right, and normally I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll drop you off for the MRI and then I can go sit in a coffee shop and do some work. And it's like, I don't...
Can't do that either, like, you know?
Right. So it's just, it's... Yeah.
Just like what everybody else is experiencing. It's just like it's a heavier time. It's...
Pregnancy-wise, that it's really been any different. It was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
For like the month or so that we didn't even see... your family that lives 1 minute away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like I didn't get to like enjoy my pregnancy with other people or share it. And I had to miss out on like going to see my friends in Vegas and my mom coming here in April and just things like that. Now it's difficult planning our baby shower because of limit restrictions and... You know, people have to wear a mask when they come into the golf course.
50 people at a time. And so,
just 50 people total.
Right. Like some people are doing 50 people come from 1 to 2 and then another 50 come from 2 to 3.
Right.
Because you want to invite everybody. You know, it's just like it's just dealing with more stressors or more problems adds to the stress of things. But everyone's going through it. So whatever. Right. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And I think the other thing that's hard for me, I guess, is planning our birth. And as of right now, I really wanted my mom to be there. But the hospital that we're birthing at is only allowing one support person, which will be Vito. And the only way you get another person is if you are hiring a doula and they have to be a certified doula and they have to prove it. So I'm planning on having Vito and a doula. But I would love for my mom to be able to be there. So
yeah,
that sucks, but we'll survive it and she can be at the next one.
Yeah.
having a newborn, I feel like it's gonna be perfect. I'll be like, no one come over.
Yeah. Everyone leave me alone.
Sorry, you can't hold him. Or her.
Or her.
Which
we still don't have a boy's name.
What are you most excited about with your babe on the way for the future?
Just starting a family. I don't know. seeing what happens and rolling with it. And
I'm like excited for my kids to be adults.
No, I'm excited for the whole thing. Babe, why are you always trying to skip ahead? Since I've met, since I've known you, you're like, I can't wait till I'm 80. Wait, why can't you wait till
I've
you're 80?
I've never once said
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. You're like, I want to be old so bad. You used to always say that. Old people are just the cutest. Oh, look how cute they are.
Yeah,
I can't
they
wait
are
I'm
the
old.
Cutest. I love old people so much.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't mean I want to be old right now.
Right, but you just want to skip over all the good stuff.
I can't wait till I've been married to you for 50 years.
Just wait. Can't wait for tomorrow.
I am waiting. I have no choice.
Right, so then that's it.
I think I'm just really excited to see, I guess, what the future holds. I don't have like a specific thing. I'm excited to see how we stretch and grow and how our family changes and how we adapt.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just really excited about showing my kids things and teaching yeah. them things, you know? I can show you the world.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. If I could put yeah, one song.
I would agree. Yep.
Best childhood memory. Memories.
Oh, geez. Wait, babe, you got to ask me that before the podcast. I can't answer that on the spot.
I think some of my best childhood memories. So we would road trip up to Minnesota every year. And then some of our other cousins would meet us there. And we'd pick wild raspberries from my aunt's backyard. We'd play with their dogs because my uncle bred Springer Spaniels. And then we'd play on my cousin's Sega. And it was a blast. Then we'd go over to my other aunt's in South Dakota and we'd play Street Fighters and run around on the farm. So they had these acres and acres of land behind the house. And we would literally just run. And I remember being fearless. Like, we lifted up this giant board once and there was baby mice under there and we were like holding them. Like, you just don't even think about it, you know? Got shocked by an electric fence, all sorts of stuff. But it was just, we'd go take off in the land and be free.
Yeah.
And just, you know, come home, hands always dirt under your fingernails. And I think just being carefree.
Yeah.
Not being yeah. worried like, oh, is this baby mouse going to give me a disease?
Right.
You don't even think about it. You're like, oh, I want to hold it. How cute.
Right. Yeah. The overall feeling of childhood is obviously awesome. Best memories, though, probably just, yeah, playing outside, running around the neighborhood, getting into trouble. Can't think of one specific thing. We didn't, like, go to Disney every year. I've never been to Disney, so.
I went when I was in eighth grade, but I don't think we did Disney World. We did Universal Studios, so like where all the roller coasters are.
I don't know the difference.
And then I went to Disney World my junior and senior year of high school because our dance team made it to nationals. So that was fun.
Did you guys get eliminated immediately?
No, but I mean, we didn't make it far in nationals.
From Nebraska?
You are so...
Liz hates when people say that because Nebraskans don't talk like that.
No, people at my work used to be like, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm from Nebraska. They go, oh, Nebraska. Oh, Nebraska, you must be corn fed all the time. And I'd be like, I will kill you. It used to drive me nuts. I'm like, do I sound like I have an accent? No. And I don't eat corn either. But still.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
Good old Nebraskans.
Okay. Last one. The one.
Good, because I have to poo-poo.
Finding them, how you know, is there more than one?
What?
The one. Finding the one.
Oh.
The one. Finding them, how you know, is there more than one?
They're always behind door number two. There's only one.
No, there's not.
Because it's called the one. His name is Neo. And
I'll just tell you.
What was it? Finding the one?
How you know.
And the Oracle will let you know.
So I think that finding them, first of all, I think that there is more than one. I don't think that if you were destined to set out on this road to find this one person in the world who was meant for you, I mean, I didn't find you.
If I was looking for you, I wouldn't have found you.
Right. Like, how would have I met this guy in Chicago?
If I were looking for what I thought was the one, it would not be you.
Right. That's right. What I'm like, it's, you know, I, but the thing is, we could have ended up with other people and I can't imagine it.
Right.
But would have we been happy? Probably. I don't know.
Maybe, maybe not.
But I don't think that there's just one person. I think that there's the person mm-hmm. that you find and that you connect with and that you're like, wow, like, I don't want to do life without this person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's the issue of compatibility.
Right.
And then there's the issue of,
I think,
the one, which is like, it doesn't even have a definition. So like, are you compatible with more than one person? Sure. I'm sure you could be lifelong compatible with
more than
one
person.
There's
probably a better woman out there for you. I bet there is.
I don't know about that.
I bet there is.
I don't know.
But I'll kill her.
Because I feel like...
Babe, I don't ask you how your day... I mean, I don't...
No, but I don't need that. I don't need that. No, I feel like I need you. And I feel like in my past relationships, if let's say I were to end up with either of them, it would have been disastrous for me.
Well, I mean, when I look at my past relationships, I wouldn't have been happy in any of them.
Right. There would have been happiness.
I think you, but I like, mean, if you didn't meet me, that what I'm saying is you would have met someone else. It wouldn't have been like one of your exes.
Right. But would I have settled? Would I have been like, oh, I'm used to this, so I'll just do everything sort of thing and be okay with it? Where like you pull a lot of the weight.
Yeah.
Which I need.
I
don't know. I don't know if there's, but I didn't know that you existed. So it's hard to say.
Right. So I think that that's, I don't think that there necessarily is the one. But I think the one is the person that you choose to spend your life with. So I think you are my one. So, but finding them, I think the biggest thing that you can do is do the things that you love.
Just be 100% yourself.
Right. And continue to do the things you love.
Because, and then if you meet somebody and they like, ooh, don't do that, goodbye.
Right.
100% goodbye. There was nothing that I told you not to do, and there was nothing that you told me not to do. You were just like, wow, this guy's crazy. And I was like, wow, this chick's nuts. And we fell in love.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's also like, I didn't stop doing the things I loved. And I remember people used to tell me, well, how are you going to meet a guy if you're always traveling? And I'm like, mm-hmm. You're right. I should just stop doing what fulfills me.
Right.
And sit here and wait for some guy to come along. Like, no, maybe I'll meet him on one of these trips,
mm-hmm.
which basically is what happened. I came to Chicago and through that trip, I ended up meeting you.
Right.
And so I don't know. I feel like, continue to do what you love and do things that fulfill you as a person.
Yeah.
Because if somebody comes into your life and is in alignment with that,
it'll be
that's
a lot
awesome.
Easier. Yeah.
Because when we met, we're like, you got your certification to be a life coach through IPEC. I was going through IPEC to be a life coach and all these crazy things aligned,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that was the first time that's definitely ever happened for me.
Well, too, what I was going to say was I had like desperately prayed for you. And then after I prayed, I went to sleep and then I woke up and like nothing changed, obviously. But I just kind of felt like a different feeling of like, I'm not going to do what I've been doing, you know? Like, I'm not going to just date anybody or whatever.
Right.
And then you were the first person I talked to. So, I don't know. I don't know if there isn't. I don't know if there's more than one of you. You might be the one for me.
I mean, obviously, I think I am. And then, how do you know? So, this was a big thing for us because I knew and you didn't. And you would always
it's
be
not
like,
that I didn't.
But
I just,
how do I know?
Right,
but you would say that all the time. And then you would have those conversations with Alex. Like, it's a guy thing, I think, mm-hmm. when they're like, because I never once thought that I knew before. I can tell you any relationship that I was in, I've never felt like this is my man. Like, mm-hmm. this is the guy I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. I may have been hopeful at times. I've been like, this might be the guy, or right. I could maybe see it. But for the most part, not even that. Like, whenever I pictured my wedding day and walking down the aisle, like with my ex, I could never see him standing there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, who the heck's at the end of this aisle? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And when I met you and we started talking, and I know it sounds crazy, 3 weeks after I met you, like we started talking, we met in person, went on a few dates. You came to Toronto and I was like, oh my gosh, I just felt, I cannot describe, like, it was beyond just like feeling like I could marry you. I felt like God told me, you're going to love this man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the man you're going to love. And it was like this crazy feeling I've never had before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I felt that early on too, but I had walls up. So it's like hard to, you know, when you have the blinds closed, it's hard to see the sun sort of thing. So,
but I also feel like that's why God told me that, because before I met you, what I had prayed for was, God, show me how to love unconditionally. And then I met you.
You act like I was such a pain in the ass.
No, but you would push me away and then push me away and then push me away. And I just somehow felt I have to love this guy through this. And I don't know what mm-hmm. that means, but I need to like love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And then for me, honestly, I just woke up one day. You were living here. And then I woke up one day, I had obviously been thinking about it, where I was like, can I marry this girl? Whatever. Like, can I see it? What if this, what if that? And then one day I woke up and I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to marry this woman. And then just went through the day. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, I still feel the same way. I'm going to marry this woman. And then day after day after day after day. And then I was like, all right, let's go look for a ring. You know, it just kind of, I woke up one morning. I'm not saying this is how it is in every case, but for me, it was sort of with you where I just knew it was, there was no more questioning. There was, what about this? What about that? It was like, it doesn't matter. Like, I knew 100%. And I always had anxiety about this when I was dating around, where I was like, what if I marry the wrong person? Or what if, like, I'm going to pass out at the altar because I'm going to be so nervous. It's like, no, when you know, for me, when I knew, all of that anxiety went away.
Yeah.
I didn't care if the wedding went fine. There was no thought of, oh, I'm going to pass out, even on the day of. You know, there was no thought of, like, just my anxieties went away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I knew.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you had an inkling before then, because otherwise you never would have came to Vegas.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You never would have been okay with me moving here.
No, I fought it.
If you didn't see a future.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I do think that, I don't know, it's not something that, I mean, if you're looking, like if you're like, man, I'm ready, blah, blah, blah. I think a good place to start is just continuing doing the things that you love, but also then,
if your thought is, I just want to get married and it doesn't matter to who, then you're probably not
ready
with the right person. Yeah.
Right. Cause we both know people like that too, where it's like, they just want to get married so bad that you're like, they're just going to marry the next person that they date mm-hmm. because that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, I think also asking like friends of friends.
That's a good point, because I asked my family 1,000 times, what do you think of Liz? What do you think of Liz? Because in my last relationship,
I know. And I'd be like, babe,
they didn't tell me down until the end, where they're like, oh, we didn't really like her anyway. Or, you know, like in the beginning they liked her, and then after everything happened, they were like, no, but they didn't really tell me, but I didn't really ask. So then with you, I was like, hey, what do you guys think about Liz? And they're like,
which
she's
surprises
nice.
Me. I feel like your family would just tell you, because they're very vocal.
I wasn't living at home at the time either.
Oh, okay.
So we weren't really around.
Yeah.
But with you, I was like, every day, what do you guys think about Liz? And they're like, she's nice. She's nice. She's nice. And Carrie was the only one, was like, I don't know. She's like, she's nice, but why did she go on The Bachelor? I just want to know that. I need to talk to her about that because, like, I don't trust that. And did you guys ever talk about it?
Yeah, I remember she asked me.
Yeah. But then everyone's like, no, she's nice. Like, whatever you think, B. She seems nice. She seems nice.
Your mom questioned the crap out of me, too.
As any Italian mother would. But I would, yeah, ask your peers. And then ask them, not like, hey, what do you think of Mark? But, like, listen, I trust you. I'm not going to be upset. What are your actual thoughts about Mark? Like, because I'm feeling this way, but I'm also in it. So I don't see the things that you see. Mm-hmm. It's important to get people you really trust to get their, you know, people who really know you.
My family loved you. And obviously, most of my friends.
Well, your friends loved me.
Eva didn't at first.
Eva loves me.
She does now. Yeah. Now she loves you.
She didn't like me at first.
No, she was like, me and Bree just feel like you've changed, like, I don't know, just stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah.
Bree didn't like me?
There's like, not that they didn't like you, but just that I was changing my life for you type thing. Because I wasn't as adventurous and crazy. But I was also like, yeah, but I'm also... like, I was doing that because I was single. Like, I'm craving roots. Like, I want a home,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have our own adventures and we still did a lot of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like, Eva's like your biggest fan now. So,
yeah, I love Eva.
I know. She cracks me up. She sent me a picture the other day and it was saying like that bananas are technically an herb. And she's like, is this what Vito was talking about that one time? I was like, no. He was saying that bananas don't grow on trees.
That's what... do herbs grow on trees?
No.
Okay!
Bananas do grow on trees, though.
Show me what she sent you.
I will. I'll show you later.
No, show me right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, guys. The podcast is over. You can turn it off if you want, but I am positive
that bananas... the last message.
Bananas grow on, like... it's not technically a tree. They are like an herb. And I get ripped on every single time. Oh, bananas are a fruit. Blah, 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 blah. Do I have to hold on to it or hold on? Food facts. Tomatoes are actually a fruit.
Don't read the whole thing. Just go to the bananas.
Okay, banana. A banana is not a fruit in reality. It is an herb. Okay. Who's this by? It's not a sourced. Thank you. Thank you.
Babe, that's not Thank even you. What your argument yeah. was.
Yeah, because remember we were at the movie theater and you're like, you guys are both laughing at me and you're like, bananas are a fruit. And I was like, what?
No.
That's... you rocked my world. And I asked the lady who's ripping our ticket. I go, is banana a fruit? She goes, or is it he? He's like, yeah.
No, you were like, saying you that sure? bananas don't grow on trees, that they're like bushes.
They're not technically trees. They're not yes, bushes. They are.
Bananas grow on trees.
Do herbs grow on trees? No, it's like a plant. It's like a vegetable.
Oh my gosh. You're out of control.
No. Whoever's listening, please back me up on this. And if you think it's a fruit, don't even write in because you're wrong. If you agree with me, write in. And please figure it out because it's like an herb. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me just to shut me up. Sick of this shit. No, because then Eva lives here and then I'm outnumbered. You guys, you know. Oh, Vito's an idiot. Look, he thinks it's and it turns out I'm right.
Because you never said a banana was an herb. You said bananas don't grow on trees.
See, this is what people do when they're caught and being wrong. Like, you were wrong. You just say, oh, babe, you were right. This is crazy.
I'm sorry.
I made you feel like shit. You were right. I am wrong.
That wasn't the argument, babe. The argument was you said bananas don't grow on trees. And they do.
They don't.
Oh my gosh.
Not only do they not grow on trees, they're not a fruit either.
But you never said anything about fruits.
Yes,
so
we did. That's
matter.
What I asked the movie theater guy about. No, you and didn't. And then I had strangers laughing at me. And you guys were walking away. I was standing there alone and I got six people laughing at me like, look at this idiot, doesn't know bananas are a fruit. Joke's on you guys. Bananas are not a fruit. What? What?
Banana plants are often mistaken for trees or palms. They're actually herbs. Bananas do not grow from a seed, but from a bulb. It takes about 9 to 12 months from sowing a banana bulb to harvesting the fruit.
Read that again. Read it again. What did it say?
Let's see.
Just the first couple sentences. No, don't keep scrolling. Read that again.
Banana plants are often mistaken for trees or palms.
Stop. What does that mean?
That it's not one.
Not what?
Not a tree or a palm.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it says that it's often mistaken because it looks like it's a freaking tree. These are banana trees.
It's not a tree. I don't care if it looks like a tree. It's not a tree. My argument was bananas technically do not grow on trees. Oh, look at this idiot. Mm-hmm. Oh, babe, you are done for. Oh, I can't. I can't. Where did you find that? Because I was looking.
I literally just Googled, do bananas grow on trees? And that's what popped up.
Oh, boy. How come when I was Googling it in the movie theater, I couldn't find it? And you guys were just
because
laughing
I
at
told
me.
Google, I said, don't let Vito be right. And they listened to everything.
Did. You probably did. Man, do I feel just vindicated.
Well,
I am. I'm a genius.
Babe, you're better than me.
No, that's not the thing. That's not... Don't turn this on me.
If you're listening, please clap for Vito.
Yeah, I mean, you can, because I'm right. And don't turn this on me that I'm the bad guy. Just say, I'm sorry.
Nobody's a bad guy here.
You are. You're the bad guy. You made me feel so stupid for so long.
For a day. We had this conversation for a day.
No, Eva lived with us for like a month, and every day you guys brought it
every
up.
Every day. You're so dramatic.
Dude, whatever. Eva, I know you're listening, and I am expecting a text message saying I am sorry, and you are the best, and you are right, and I will gladly accept your apology. And I will, babe, I'll accept yours too when you apologize.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I'm sorry for what exactly?
I'm sorry for thinking that I was right when clearly you were right.
I accept your apology.
I truly am sorry.
It does take a lot of courage to do it.
But I think most people would think that a banana grows.
Oh, yeah. No, I know most people think bananas grow on trees. And most people are wrong.
Okay.
And I was right the whole time. And you know what? I'm going to go to Marcus Theaters. When it opens back up, I'm going to find that kid. I'm going to let him know.
And just say, boom, shakalaka.
If you're still with us, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. We love you.
We love you guys. Let us know what you want to hear for next week.
We're in for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Bye.